Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. I'm so blessed to come before you today. Just trying to get all my devices set up and invite the friends to join us. I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith, the host of The Love Cafe, the CEO and owner of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and so glad to come before you to be able to project through several devices. We're using the internet to get the word out. Tonight's show is entitled The Love Cafe. The Love Cafe is a real love talk show that soothes your appetite. So we're going to have some awesome topics in our format that we want to discuss and share with you. So all I can tell you, just get ready to make it do what it do. God has blessed us one more time, and we're going to talk about our title, Love Like You Have Never Been Hurt. See, the ideal is to love how you never been hurt. So it's love like you never been hurt. And that's the title of the show tonight. I thank the Lord to be able to come before you. You know, we continue to do what God asks us to do to the point where we're getting the word out. So we appreciate you taking an opportunity to join us and be a part of this. Sometimes, you know, I'll be dealing with these different things that goes on, and sometimes we were able to go from there. Sometimes we have to go and jump back in it and reset and do what it needs to do. See, this is how God is blessing us. He's blessing us with a chance to be the best that we can be. This is what it's all about. And I keep getting this internet situation that keeps going on. But you know what? I'm not going to give up, because God is going to let us do this thing. We're going to do it with some joy. We're going to do it with some excitement. So every time it decides it want to click off, I'm going to click it back on. So we're getting, it said we got poor connection on our internet, but that's all right. We're not going to stop right there. Let's talk about the Love Cafe and how you can be a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. The call-in number to be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually give the location, and then we're going to take that opportunity to make it do what it do by a lot of you jumping right in and sharing your thoughts. I have that chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. I'm very excited because we're on the web link as well. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can also catch us on Instagram. We're really excited about that because we have partners with truly the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 7. That's out of Greenville, Alabama, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also are being broadcast on President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith, as well as from time to time, Coach. They say, Coach, give a shout out, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're about bringing these different kind of mechanisms, different kind of devices to get the word out. Also, we want you to know that we're on Twitter as well. You can tweet the show if you take an opportunity and say, I want to tweet and see what's going on with you. You have that opportunity. You can go to @TheSmithWayProduction, @LorenzaDSmith15, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number 1. Also, if you want to check out our on-demand episode, you can. And we're really excited about the number of episodes that we have, or more of a milestone. We reached at 450. Now we're at 454. And we're ready to continue to broadcast and get the word out. And that's what it's all about. And our title again tonight is Love Like You Never Been Hurt. And I want you to take time to think about that, because it's so important that you do that. Love like you never, and you take the time to think about it. Now, all our episodes are brought to you basically on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, and as well as we're looking in the future to try several others to make sure we get it. But also on Blog Talk Radio, you have an opportunity to be a part of it on blog. All you have to go in, or Google, all you have to do, Google Plus, type in WBSW Radio, and you will see it pop up, and you click on the icon, and you can go to all the main network, and you can be a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. And I tell you, I'm really excited about having the opportunity. Tonight, we got a giveaway. We're going to be giving away trip, that three-day, two-night trip. Well, we're going to take care of the hotel fees in regards to per night. You will take care of the tax and the activation fee on the voucher. It's going to be a three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. Meanwhile, we're taking care of the hotel. We want you to truly, truly take advantage of that. Now, we have a list of names here that really not names, but more cash apps. They had Cash App, PayPal, and as well as Venmo, as Zelle, whatever you use as a way of transacting your money and receiving money. We want to have a part of it. We truly, truly want to give you a chance. Again, at the midpoint of the show, we're going to give away, we're going to raffle off the three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta, a luxury hotel. We're going to take care of the fee per night. You are responsible for activation and tax. So, let's make this thing do what it's supposed to do. We're talking about the Love Cafe, and it's so important that to come before you and think about the Love Cafe and what it's all about. Love Cafe menu speak high volumes of what this show is all about. We have, first of all, our appetizers and starters, which is lust. That's what love starts off, and relationship starts off with a sense of lust. We also have our entree. Now, entree is the attraction. So we're really excited about that, because you're trying to see what's going to come. You're ready to put down whatever meal it is in the entree, and you want to eat that chicken or whatever it may be. But we want to nurture you with what we have to share about love like you've never been hurt. Also, next, we have our dessert. See, the dessert is the attachment. It allows you to attach yourself to those individuals. Put yourself in a position to say, maybe there's a future here. And the beverage, you want to wash everything down, which is going to awaken you. So we want you to understand the Love Cafe menu is for you to find and see some things that relate to real love. So we're happy to bring that to you, some of the things that relate to real love. And our title, Love Like You Never Been Hurt. We also want to talk about what's included in the Love Cafe, the acronym of love. See, it's not important that we sit and spend a lot of time and talk about what's on the format, but if we got to spend some time talking about the acronym, love, the Love Cafe, the L, the O, the V, and the E. You see, we have to understand that you have to know what love is and what love does. Too many people are not aware of what love is and what love does. So what we want to do tonight is try to share some things with you. Hopefully in our title, we'll be able to share something to let you know you can still love like never been hurt. Don't love like you've been hurt and you got walls in the way. So we want you to make sure you take an opportunity to kind of listen to what we're sharing with you. You draw your own conclusion and you move forward. Before we move to the rest of our introduction, I want you to take a moment. We're going to take a moment of silence for all the children, the 19 elementary children that was lost in Texas. It's hard. And the two adults, which was teachers, take some time and think about how educator, and I know two educators that's on here now, and myself had a career, to be in school with children, you're trying to prepare for the future. Then some deranged a gunman come in and just barricade themselves in your classroom and picking the children off one by one. It should tear your heart up, because if you have family members, if you have children that might be of that age, or you have nephews, or you have grandchildren, your heart is torn like the community out there in Texas. That is Uvalde, Texas. And we want you to really realize that we need to come together. I hear all the political stance about we need to change the different gun laws and everything. But we also got to come together and begin to recognize what's going on in our community. We have so much hate for one another. But we want to take an opportunity. We said we're gonna take a moment of silence for those family members, for those children, for those teachers, and the community. Because God is still in play. He got you. We're going to be all right. I know it's easy to say, but we have to come together. Let's take a moment of silence. All right, let's truly want you to consider, pay close attention to the news, watch what's going on. Let's not make this a political issue. Let's take time as a country, and let's try to heal. Let's take time to be able to help that community to heal. Those families, those family members of those children, and the family members of those teachers, and then all the other children in the school, even though they're not deceased, but they have to live with this. There are certain incidents that's happened that will be lasting for some children the rest of their life. So my heart goes out to the community of Uvalde, Texas, to that elementary school, to those children, parents, and all of their relatives, to the teachers' parents, to the teachers' relatives, to the teachers' co-workers, to administration, to the district, to the whole state, is truly something that can bring us together without playing politics. Let's move forward with our Love Cafe. As I said, it's really important that you look at the acronym of the Love Cafe. The love is what we're going to focus on. We tell you each show that it's important dealing with the Love Cafe is that the L means we have to be able to listen. The acronym of L is listening, and it's love. When you listen, you can open your heart up to love. When you listen, you open with your mind to grow. When you listen, you open your soul up so God can pour something in it that'll help you truly love one another. The O is overcoming. See, it's so important that we take time to overcome what's going on in a relationship. See, love, when you love somebody, you're willing to take time to overcome. The O also applies to overlook. Overlooking individuals' faults. We all have faults that sometimes it gets away from us. We try to use our faults to keep somebody else down. So overlooking faults is very important. The V, the acronym of love, is valuable. How valuable is this relationship? How much I'm willing to work on it? Because you can't be successful till you're ready to put the work in. And you, everything that you value, you take care of. Everything you value, you're going to make sure you put the time in to make sure you are successful, whether it's on your job, whether it's is whatever you're doing with your friend, whatever it is, again, a healthy relationship, you're going to take time to make sure you're successful. The E has a lot of words that apply to it. Everything, the E is everything, meaning put it all in. You have to jump in if you want that relationship to be successful and love like you've never been hurt. You got to put it all in. Everything. Encouragement. In a relationship, if you're not wedded to encourage that person, that's your significant other or your wife or your husband, you're selling them short, as well as you're selling yourself short. The other E that's so important is being able to be excited. See, you have to be excited about being in that relationship. You have to make sure you tell them, you know, I'm glad I'm in a relationship with you. I'm glad I'm married to you. I'm glad that God blessed us to come together. See, you have to show it and say it. A man's word is his bond. And it still applies today if you're a man that willing to allow your word to be your bond. So you are excited about being in that relationship. When you put your love, which is involved with your air and listening, when you put the O, overcoming and overlooking, put the V, which is a value, how I value this relationship, and you put the E with everything, encouragement, excitement, you now empower the relationship. Are you willing to empower your relationship? I want to give a shout out to a couple of individuals that join us. We have Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Marcus Holmes, a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we have Keith Alexander, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We have others sounding in, trying to get in, and we appreciate you taking time to be a part of it. If you don't have your Cash App in or your PayPal or your Venmo or your Zelle account, a transactional mode into me. Get it in. Because we'll have a raffle tonight at the midpoint. We're going to raffle off a 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta paid by WBSW Radio, Tristan Consulting Firm, and the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville. We're going to pay for the hotel fees for 3 days and 2 nights in a luxury hotel in Atlanta. We ask you to take advantage of the activation fees along with the taxes. You do your own more or less travel. However you get there, you can stay in Atlanta. That's fine for me. You make sure you get there and take advantage of it. As along with your meals and all the assessments and all the other things that you feel like you have to have. We just want you to make sure you understand that this trip is available, but you must get that Cash App or PayPal or Venmo, a Zelle transactional mode to me. Not only are we going to be raffling off a trip this week, we're going to be raffling off a trip next week, as long as we're going to be giving out love offerings. By having your Cash App, we can send you a love offer. Have your PayPal, we can send you a love offer. On behalf of the staff and the many hosts and hosts, co-hosts that are part of WBSW Radio, we want to give back to you. You might not be the one named that come this time for the trip, but you will receive some because you've taken time to listen. So we want to make sure you're aware of that. Let's get started with our show because at the midpoint, we want to raffle it off. I'm going to step out of my seat, get my little canister, shake it around, and reach down and pull somebody's name. But if your name is not in here, you have an opportunity to get it to me right now. On each of our devices, when we're talking about our social media, you have a place to comment. You have a place to type in. Please type in your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo, or your Zelle account, so a number, whatever, so I can write it down and put you into the raffle. So we're real excited about that. Let's talk about love like you've never been hurt. See, first of all, yeah, love is what love does. A lot of people are not understanding what love is. If you don't understand what love is, you darn sure won't understand what it can do for you. Let's look at it. Love is a state of mind. This state of mind allows you to focus on things that are positive. Because first of all, if I'm loving you, it's because I can love myself. When I love myself, I can love you. So self-love is so important. Love is unconditional. Too many times people are caught up with putting a condition. If they put a condition on them, as I said in my show the other day, that was Tuesday, and that show was, if they always got to find a condition that made a reason not to be with you, and I tell you, when they show themselves, believe what you see. Run, run as fast as you can. Love is not for everyone. I always try to tell people, you know, we can say, I love offering that gift, I love you. But when I'm in love with you, it's not for everyone. Because everyone can't handle your love. See, that's just like you go back to that movie, Few Good Men. You know, we want to know the truth. You can't handle the truth. And that is a quote from the movie. So keep that in mind, that when you love somebody and give them a gift of love, you're saying that I'm taking a piece of me. Love is from the inner self. Love is all about peace. See, you can't have peace externally. You can't have joy externally. You just can't have happiness externally. Now, you can put a smile on your face, but you know the inside is going to project out of us that smile. It's going to tell where love is peace, joy, and happiness. See, we got to remember love is all about an emotional part. See, as well as it might be physical, because you feel like your physical touch shows your love. See, your love language might be physical touch, but your love language could be an act of service. It's also receiving. It might be affirmation. Whatever it may be, you need to be able to show and know what are your love language. Love is all about truly, truly respect. If you respect that person, that significant other, your wife, your spouse, your husband, then when you respect them, that's important, because God smiles on us when he sees you respecting one another. Admiration. So you got to have admiration for somebody. You have to realize that mate deserves that. And see, that mate is truly is deserving of that. And I tell you, see, God is so good, because my mate just walked in and brought me something I want to show y'all. See, God is so good because he works with us at all times. Look at this right here. See, God is good all the time. Thank you so much, my wife. Thank you for sharing that. And I'll make sure I base them up and make sure I show you how much I love. We have Carol Davis joining us now. Thank you, Carol, so much for joining us. Love is all about caring. If you're not caring for someone, see, they always talk about when you become a caregiver. See, you heard that term, caregiver. That's talking about you care enough and you're willing to give what is needed to make sure they have what they have to be successful. The next thing, love is all about patience. If you're not patient, I can tell you right now, God will know that. See, you're not trying to prove nothing to anybody else, to our Heavenly Father. I'm going to be honest and just be real. Love is kindness. See, if you're kind, you got a chance to be successful. Love is not envious. See, you can't be envious of the person which is your mate. You got to be supportive. You got to be willing to empower them. Love is humble. Come on now, can you be humble in those situations? See, love requires you to be humble. Love is selfless. I didn't say selfish. I said selfless. See, it ain't all about you. You ain't all about caught up about yourself. You're concerned about someone else, and that's what it's all about. Love is calm. So we're going to talk about love and how you can live in your life with love and never feel like you've been hurt. So the title of the show is Love Like You Never Been Hurt. We all have been hurt and suffer. The focus is not whether you hurt, it's the focus on love. So let's talk about the Love Cafe. So we want to discuss truly, truly that love does hurt, but loving the wrong person do as well. See, that's how you run into this situation. We're talking about love like you've never been hurt. But see, if you love the wrong person, that's when the hurt might come about. Let's keep in mind, to avoid being hurt and loving somebody like you still hurt, you got to put our Lord and Savior first. See, it's important. Having a strong relationship with our Lord will help you have a strong relationship with your spouse, your significant other, family members, friends, your cohorts on your job, wherever it may be, because, see, you understand that I have a relationship with God, and God knows love better than anybody. So what that'll do is when you get that relationship with our Lord, it will help you be wise when making decisions. Especially decision about love and a loving relationship. You have to keep that in mind. What do I want out of this relationship? Am I capable of love in you? So we have to keep that in mind. How much I love you. We have Jacqueline Davidson joining us now. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, from down at McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much. We're going to give you a wave and say, thank you, Lord, for joining us. She's there supporting us just like all of you all doing. Thank you so much. All right, our next topic we want to look at is truly really important, and that is, what are some characteristics of love? See, people don't realize there are certain characteristics of love that we need to focus on. Those characteristics is love involve expectation. See, we got to remember that you are expected to give your greatest effort, to do what's needed so the relationship can be successful or the marriage can be successful. Put in the work in. Put in 110% in. Some of you say, yes, you know, we always say that, but just put the work in and you'll reap some of the benefits. See, the next thing, love does not play the victim role. See, have you been around somebody that always playing the victim role? You know, they say, you know, I didn't do nothing. He the one did everything, but it took two to tangle. So the two that's tangling, somebody did more than just a little bit. See, love does not involve blaming other people. See, some people blame other people. I want you to take a minute and think about this right there, because on my other show, we talked about it. To be a grown man, a grown woman that understand love, understand responsibility, it is not accepting blame, not being able to take the blame. Ability, not trying to shift it to somebody else and blaming somebody else. Just remember, accountability and responsibility are so important. Love includes sometimes letting go. Sometimes you have to just let go. Let people grow, and if God had that person for you, they'll come back your way. The next thing, love doesn't require you to continue a relationship to say you still love that person. You can love and offer your gift, but you might not be in love with that person. See, that's where we make the mistake, because we tell a person, I love you, but you're truly not ready to put anything behind that. Loving that person or being in love with that person is a difference. See, when you're in love with them, you are required to now put the work and share why do I love you. See, it's easy to give and to give. And the only way the gift can work is when they reciprocate the gift back to you. But the truth of the matter, I'm telling you, truth of the matter is that when you say you love them, it's fine. It's a gift they can give back to you. But when you're in love with them, it goes way beyond just the gift that you're giving. It goes way beyond putting the work in. See, now it requires action. See, I had a program recently, and we talked about serious or curious relationship. Are you serious? Are you curious? And I want you to think about that for a minute. When you're talking about characteristics of love, that means that you're serious. See, serious is acting, action. Curious is thinking about it. I may do it and I may not. So are you serious about loving someone? The next thing we want to look at, there's no room for jealousy. Too many times people have that bone in them that they can't get rid of because maybe they're still hurt. See, love like you've never been hurt. See, they took that hurt and created a skill that they still carry with them. So they are now jealous. There's no room when you love somebody. There's no room for the point where you're afraid. See, love is truly about vulnerability. See, love is the absence of fear. See, I didn't say, when I said vulnerability, I didn't say fear. I said you're willing to be vulnerable. We have to try something a little different. And that's what you want to make sure you do. Love is not needing, but wanting. Somebody said, God's going to bless you with your needs, not your want. If you ask God, God, I want love in my life, because he know you need it. He truly, truly know you need it. But you also ask for it, so you want it. So let's keep that in mind. Let's take a minute to go back and look at why does it hurt when the person you love doesn't love you back. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call in is 347. That's the number, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. We still need those cash out from you. We still need your PayPal. We still need your Venmo. We still need your Zelle for our raffle tonight, 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We're giving away tonight, and we'll pull. And regardless of your one before, and you haven't taken your trip yet, you still have an opportunity to win again. So we truly, truly thank you for being a part of WBNW Radio, the internet show. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about why does it hurt when the person you love doesn't love you back. See, when you love somebody, see, since they don't love you back, they hurt you because you don't allow yourself to fall into that category. See, when you love somebody who doesn't love you back, it turns out that heartbreak is a very real physical sensation. See, the pain from a rejection activates a parasympathetic, come on now, parasympathetic nerve system with the responsibility or the response for things like your heart rate and your muscle tension tense up. Your heart races. It just falls into a bad situation. You in pain now because you know what? You like to be loved back. That's why I say about the gift of telling someone I love you. When you tell somebody that you love them, I want you to hear me good. When you tell somebody that you love them, they should be able to reciprocate that if they love you. But it's hard to say, you know, you won't be hurt when the person you love doesn't love you back. We're talking about love like you've never been hurt. So the ideal is you continue to love. Because, see, these are some hard truths about love. And one of them is you can't make anyone love you. That's a hard truth. You can't make anyone love you. No matter how hard you try, you can't make them love them, no matter how much you bow. No matter how much time you give them, you can't make them love you. If you are someone's priority, you'll know it because they'll show that they love you and they put you first. Some people have a problem prioritizing things. You have to be someone's priority when they love you. See, successful love stories is all about knowing that that person have the ability to love you. I said earlier about love. When I was giving you about the Love Cafe and how to menu, and we said something later on, we talked about love. See, it's truly, truly hard to have conditions when you love somebody. It's truly, truly hard to give somebody who love, give someone your love who's not ready for your love, because everyone don't deserve your love. Your love is special. Don't deserve it. And that's why we said love like you've never been hurt. Love like you've never been hurt. And the question might be in your mind, how would I know that? How would I know I need to love like I've never been hurt? Let me tell you something. See, you're only going to be in love with one person in your life. I didn't say you weren't going to say you love a lot of people. You love your family members. You're going to be in a relationship. You're going to say, I love you. But you're only going to be in love with one person God has designed for you. Only one person. See? Don't get into a relationship with someone, and this is a hard truth about love, that cannot fill the void of not loving yourself. See, no one can fill that void. You have to have self-love. We back to the first thought when we're talking about traits and characteristics, self-love. You got to love yourself first. Love is not enough to make a relationship work. Saying you love me is not enough to make a relationship work. You got to put the work in. It's like anything else. We no longer live with the common answers or one answers. We live with critical thinking. Say you love me. Show me why you love me. Think about these characteristics of love. Think about expectation. Love is sometimes about expectation. Love don't play the victim part or role and blame others. Love includes letting a person go. In mind. Love is all about that. Truly, truly. Love is not taken away from the relationship. It is putting something in the relationship, putting something in the marriage, putting something in the partnership, putting something in, not taken away. See, love is not everyone's cup of tea. I told you, love is not for everyone. Don't get caught up thinking this person will know how to love you. See, love is what love does. And if they don't understand what love does, I'm going to tell you they're going to fall short, fall in that cup of tea. See, some are successful in love while others are not. We're beginning. That's why I said love is not for everyone. Don't be afraid to realize love is not for everyone. See, don't let the several misconceptions and hard truths about love keep you thinking that everybody that tells you they love you truly, truly love you. Love is not for everyone. That's just like what happened when you love the wrong person. I talked about this on the other show. See, people who fall in love with the wrong person often have spent more time realizing of what other people want for them. See, you thinking what that person wants. You think they need to fall in, you know, I'm going to be in love. I'm thinking about them. Truly, you have to focus on yourself. It's what you want. Loving the right person will realize what you want. See, too many people make that mistake when they try to love the wrong person. See, if you're trying to cope with a unhappy experience of love, see, that's what we're talking about. Love like you've never been hurt. Even if you've been hurt, take time to heal. Go through the healing process. Go through the unhappy experience of love. And once you feel like you're ready to come out, you have dealt with it through whatever coping skills that you have or what professional help you get to allow you now to restore your balance by paying attention to yourself. See, love is not about what somebody else wants. Love is about what you want. Keep that in mind. We're at the point that now we want to give away our trip 3 days and two nights to a luxury hotel in Atlanta. And we want you, if you don't have your cash in, you can type it on the stream. And I'll quickly put it into the raffle, because we're getting ready to wrap off that trip. Again, based on your Cash App you sent to us, your Venmo, PayPal, a Zelle account, which is whatever transaction mode that you use, send it to us. And we'll make sure we put it in a raffle. We got a raffle next week as well for a trip to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. We had a $50 giveaway last week. We're going to continue to give back. We're going to have some Apple cards that we're going to give away, vouchers and cards that we're going to give away. We're going to keep giving back. WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, don't have a problem giving back. So let's stop right here with our discussion. And our call-in number, if your name is called, we do want you to call in, because I already have your Cash App. We want you to call in and tell us what radio station, the internet radio station you're listening to, and where you're wanted. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we truly, truly, and it's heard internationally. So we're really excited about it. So let me get my counter started. Let me shake it up. Shake it up. Let me shake it up. We're going to shake it up. And we hope that your name come up. And we'll let you see what's going on here. We're going to shake it up. We're going to shake it up. And we're going to reach in. And we're going to get the name of the winner. Okay. We're looking at their Cash App now. And this winner is of the 3-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We are paying for the hotel for the two nights. You take care of that activation fee along with the tax. As soon as you win, I'm going to email you the information. You have to go directly on that line, because I get 30 days from the time I send you the voucher. It means if I send it tomorrow, that means, which I will, and you got 30 days. You got to activate it. And once you activate it, you can go with the block they have set up within 18 months. You can go and fulfill your trip. We're paying for the hotel, meaning we're going to pay the cost of the night per night at the hotel. You take care of your amenities. You take care of your travel there. You take care of your meals and go enjoy yourself. We want to give a shout out to the winner. Before we do, DJ Cool Breeze 1914, Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity 1914 1. Thank you, Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We want to give a shout out to you, my brother, for joining. But the winner, and it's so amazing how God bless us with the winner being on the line. And the winner of the 3-day, two-night trip to Atlanta is, and I'm going to call out their Cash App. If they know their Cash App, they're going to shout it out. And I want them to call me at 347-857-4192 and give us a call. Give us a call. Make sure I gave you the right, 4192, that's correct. give us a call. The winner of the three-day, two-night trip is $19Jack81. I don't know who that is, but please, please give me a call. $19Jack81 of the winner of the three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. Call me, and we'll get ready to activate your trip. And I'm looking for you to call me. All right. We're going to give a shout-out to Lisa Lachey. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us as well. All right. We also have Dope_Black Woman. We're going to give her a wave. Thank you so much. So we want to make sure you heard what we did. The winner of our three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta, and that Cash App is $19Jack81. Give us a call. We need to give you a call. The number again is 347-857-4192. And once you get you call in, press 1. And I recognize, and I just want you to say, you want it on WVSW Radio, the internet station, the three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. Let's move forward with our rest of our format dealing with our title, Love Like You've Never Been Hurt. And I want you to keep in mind, it's important that you realize that you are capable of loving like you've never been hurt. When you heal from whatever may have been in your life that gave you, put you on a path where your relationship skills are not on track. And truly, truly, we're asking you to love like you've never been hurt. Let's look at the main components of love. See, there are some components of love. See, when you know what love is and what love does, you can love like you've never been hurt. And the main components of love is passion. See, love that person with a passion. And he will or she will reciprocate that love back to you. You know you loving or in love then. Intimacy. We're not talking about sexual intimacy, but that's a part of intimacy. But you have to have other ways of showing intimacy. That's just bringing a dozen of roses or two dozen of roses and putting them up here on in the studio and said, this is for you. And I thank my wife for doing that. Thank you so much, sweetie, for bringing a dozen of red roses to me. Thank you so much. I'm excited about that. That's a sense of intimacy, holding hands. You can't be afraid to hold your significant other, your spouse, or your life partner's hand. You have to be really a protector and a provider. And truly, truly make sure you protect and provide. And you can do it through intimate ways, like making sure you play with the chivalry. Make sure the chivalry come in to play. That's intimate. Opening the door, pulling a chair back, pushing a chair up upon her, doing things like that, making sure you take care of her first. Make sure you do that. If you come in, you're sitting at a table, and you're sitting there and say, you're ready to order, and they always look at the guy, and I always say, go with her first. See, that's showing your love, showing your intimacy. That's a component of love. Commitment. That's a word that some are so afraid of. Love is all about commitment. Are you willing to be committed? See, love is truly, truly giving of your inner self. See, love is developing growth internally, not externally. See, when your heart and your soul is in love, that's the best love that can be. That component will work in your favor.
Love is all about commitment and compromise. Be willing to compromise. That's what love is all about. Love is all about consistency. Be willing to be consistent in what you're doing. We're talking about love like you never been hurt. And if you're passionate, intimate, committed, willing to compromise, willing to be consistent, those components allow you to understand your expectations. It allows you to understand your role and understand how what is required to make the relationship successful. All of this come into play. It also come into play where it removes the absence of fear. See, love is all about loving that person and not being afraid. Too many times we are afraid. Love is not needy. Some people say, I need love. Come on now. If you need love, you're not going to find that when you need it. But when you want it, that means you're going to put the work in. That's what we're talking about. Love seen as a component to success. Successful relationship. Healthy relationship. That's what love is all about. We want to see what does love look like in a relationship. This is what love looks like. True love in a relationship looks like this. Effective communication, affection, trust, appreciation, mutual respect, kindness, patience, humble, respectful, selfless, calm, truly. One last thing. When you love somebody, you love from your internal, you never subject your partner to hurt, humiliation, and any form of abuse. Love like you've never been hurt. Understand the components and what it looks like in a relationship, and you can be very successful. The last thing we want to talk about is love as a cycle. See, you're in your love cycle when you both feeling good about the relationship. Both doing nice things for each other. Love making can be a perfect example. Feel good. You each make the other feel good. The better you feel, the more loving you are. And I tell you truly, truly, we have to understand that. Truly, you got to put every effort in it to be down to about 6 minutes. And truly, I know, based on getting the information, our winner of our trip is online. If they're stepped off, but they will be contacted. Our 3-day, 2-night trip, luxury hotel in Atlanta, the winner, $19, Jack 81. And I know who that winner is because that person sent it to me recently. That is Jacqueline Davidson. You are the winner of the trip. Give us a call. Make contact with us. We got about 5 minutes left on the show. We want to give a shout out to each and every one of the individuals here. Thank you. God has blessed us to come before. And the last thing I'm going to talk about, the traits of a healthy relationship with love and real love. That's self-love, honesty, trust, communication, connection, compromise, consistency, mutual respect, boundaries, reciprocate, comfortable, shared values, flexibility, and commitment. Those are the traits of a healthy relationship with real love. It's been awesome coming before you tonight, but I need Jacqueline Davidson to make contact with me.
She got to come when she get that trip. She got to go WVSW Radio, the internet station. You're going to have to get that shout out. If you're not able to do it tonight, we will make sure you do it on our next show. It had to be a recording. We're going to make sure. Thank each and every one of y'all for taking time. I always like to give a shout out to everyone here. I want to give a shout out to Dope_Black Woman. Join us. DJ Cool Breeze 1914, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Lisa Lachey. Thank you so much, Lisa. Jacqueline Davis, a winner of our 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. Also, you have Carol Davis. She won a trip to recently up in Tennessee. And we had to continue to set a date for that, Carol Davis. Thank you so much. Keith Alexander, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And Marcus Hung, another member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. All those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, thank you for your partnership. Tristan Consultants, thank you, Brother William Scott. He's always on time. Thank you, Brother William Scott. He's not a member of Phi Beta Sigma, but he's truly, truly my brother. Brother in Christ, thank you so much for sharing with us and being a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. You all have an awesome weekend and a holiday coming up, Memorial Day. Again, let our prayers go out to the families and of all the victims over in Uvalde, Texas, all 21 of those individuals and their families and the communities and the town. Let our hearts go out to the state and to this country. We're going to give a shout out to B.J. Jefferson for joining us. Thank you, B.J., for taking time to join us. Again, the winner of our 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta, the Luxury Hotel, is Jacqueline Davis, and that's $19Jack81. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We have a trip we're getting away next week, another trip to Atlanta we'll be raffling off next year. Next week, look forward to getting your cash. Look forward to receiving through your Cash App, your PayPal, your Zelle, or your Venmo account, which you sent to me, some kind of love offering. Because, see, God is good. We want him to continue to bless us. I want him to keep him doing the things he are doing. He's awesome. God is good. Hashtag be responsible. We're looking to another outbreak this fall to COVID. Make sure you take care, even if you've been fully vaccinated and your booster shot. The next booster shot is eventually coming. But prepare yourself to not be caught up in a situation where you have to be in quarantine for 5 days. And they take off your job, and they may not want to allow you to have those 5 days. Take care of yourself. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet. Stay at home. Get bags. Those are the things happening. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a mindset. And set your mind on being a part of the Love Cafe. And seeing that menu work for you and the title, Love Like You've Never Been Hurt. It's been awesome being here before you. God has been so good. We truly, truly thank the Lord for blessing us one more time. And as we close out, I want to look at something that will kind of maybe get us, you know, peppers up in music. We do right on the right to the music, but we want to play this music. And it's truly, truly an awesome. We don't have, like I said, we do not own the rights, but we want to play it. Thank you, each and everyone, for joining. Have an awesome night. God is good. I love you from my heart. Truly, truly, we're going to make it do what it do. And as I close out, like always, I love you. A thing you can do about it. I can't let go, man. Have an awesome weekend. And I'm
no matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go. No. Oh. my house when they know it's made from love, and they can never stand in our way.